So today I really want to share with you how I became SEO confident. And actually that is my first name of my podcast, How to Become SEO Confident. But then I realized that a lot of SEO professionals are connecting being SEO confident with technical things. And that is something that I really want to avoid, because the way how I became SEO confident is not by technical things, is not by gaining a new knowledge, is not about new SEO course, is not about new SEO mentor or like anything like this. Actually, the way how I became confident, and when I'm telling you confident, it's not about confidence. It's about feeling good about yourself. It's feeling that you are just like worthy, that avoiding the feeling that everything you do is not good enough. So that is actually how, like, the ultimate of all these feeling of all these feelings is confidence. But the that deep inside feeling, how you're really feeling about yourself, is definitely like what you're looking for to get kind of like that confidence. So I will share what I did in the past, how I was feeling. Definitely that is something that was completely different for me than you are seeing like this person now. Just imagine how I was struggling with poor English skills, because like even today, sometimes I just like can't express myself as I would do in my native language, but that's just the way how it is, and like I can't do anything about it. Definitely, like, I'm interested in learning like even like language skills like even more, but that is something that I don't want to allow to stop me in the sharing about my way, about my journey, and how actually I can help people to become confident and to work on their mindset. I'm always saying I'm not teaching people English, so definitely that is not something that you came here for it. Actually, you probably, if you are watching, if you are not my closest friend or my mom is not watching because they don't understand any word. So definitely, in the most of cases, you are SEO professional who is looking for that kind of mindset training and progress, so you can actually implement that on your SEO career to progress in your SEO journey, and to just like feel that you are good enough and avoid all these negative feelings like stress, frustration, and like all these everyday struggles that SEO professionals have. So after this not so quick introduction, let's go. So firstly, when I was joining the company as SEO consultant, everything was new to me. Of course, I didn't have like much knowledge about SEO. I was every day learning how to do SEO tasks. My assumption in that time was actually that once I know the SEO and once I gained the enough SEO knowledge, I would feel confident. That would be a moment when the stress will just go away, when I will not have like frustration, when I will not have like these self-negative thoughts. And that is something that I was thinking, probably you're thinking the same. So basically every day I was learning, I was waking up around like 6 a.m. just like learning new things, to taking new course, taking a mentor, any knowledge and resource available on the internet, like let's bring it all, like I will learn. And basically first 2 years was kind of like that. I was learning, I was kind of every day I knew that I'm more knowledgeable about SEO, but actually what happened in the real time is actually that every day I was feeling stress, every day was some kind of like problem for me with the SEO client, with any kind of like SEO task. So inside of me was just like, something is wrong, I need to learn more, I need to find a way, I need to find a new knowledge, because it's so stressful for me, it's so busy, I could just like can't do it like this anymore. And I did it for 2 years, like I was doing like all these things, but my knowledge was growing. I was progressing in my career. Like I was senior consultant, then I became SEO manager, and like everything was fine outside, but inside everything was wrong. I was feeling that something is wrong. I need to find a way, because I didn't feel any progress with my imposter syndrome. I didn't feel that I'm feeling like better, like any new day. I didn't feel, whenever I have learned something, I didn't feel that I'm feeling better. Actually, that was a moment when I would discover a new rabbit hole of my non-knowledge, that I don't have knowledge about something. And then the same circle is starting again. I need to learn. I'm just like following all these like popular people on LinkedIn and Twitter and like learning from them. And it's just like every new task, every new SEO challenge is just like burning me down. And at that time, I was struggling with my anxiety a lot, especially in the meetings. And honestly, just like working here with the same table in the same room with the same company with the same team members, some clients are actually the same. I was just like feeling so stressed. I was sweating every day, like for 8 hours. So it was real disaster. Honestly, when I look now at this period of time, I don't know how I survived at. I don't know, something saved me, but definitely after two years of working like that, I discovered that I'm just like in the burnout. Honestly, I didn't know that I'm burnout at that moment, but I decided that something really needs to be changed, because like, I can't continue like this. Like, it's so busy. There is so many changes. There are so many updates. There are so many new things that I need to learn. It was like too much for me. Like I couldn't deal with that. So I decided like, yeah, let's stop. Let's take a vacation, like two weeks of vacation. And then like my totally like progress had been started, because in the first days I was learning a book, Power of Now, Edgar Cole, where that guy mentioned that we are able to control our thoughts. And I was thinking, no, there is no way that I can control my thoughts. And then my very best friend introduced me to Byron Katie's work and all the questions that we need to apply for imposter syndrome. Then I was taking some therapy, and then I started with mindset coaching with my coach. So basically, like all these, I totally forgot NLP. So basically, all these things I combine, and after a few months, I was feeling that actually that something is changing. I'm feeling much more better. Basically, for these months, I stopped with new SEO learnings about like new courses or something like that. Definitely, I was taking some few videos. Definitely on the daily basis as SEO manager, I needed to update myself, but I really slowed down with the SEO knowledge. I was learning and reading few newsletters, just like few resources on a weekly basis, but definitely my focus was on NLP, on mindset coaching. So actually implementing all these mindset things and mindset brain patterns, fixing them, fixing my imposter syndrome, questioning my imposter syndrome. So basically, I think like 50, 60% of my thoughts and everything that I was feeling on daily basis was very connected with my imposter syndrome thoughts. So that was like the biggest progress that I felt when I learned how to deal with imposter syndrome. Once I learned how to question the imposter syndrome, once I learned how to be aware when I'm experiencing imposter syndrome. For example, a new SEO report is coming and you're just like learning new things, checking like let's add one SEO recommendation, let's do the second, let's like bring like 20 SEO recommendations to the report. Never is enough. Like client will ask me something, I will not know how to answer, and like all these things. And then like in that moment, I was able to actually discover, hey, this is imposter syndrome. First step is actually bringing the awareness that you are experiencing the imposter syndrome. Then you have like a set of questions, like how you can actually question, Is this thought that you are feeling about yourself, that you're feeling and thinking about yourself, is that actually true? So basically, I have learned how to question these things. And then, like in the end, how to create a new thought that is more useful for me. Because definitely, if I'm working as SEO manager, just like for 3 years, definitely there are like so many things that I don't know and I will not know in the future, but definitely in the 10 years, I will know. But just like for this current state of mind, for this current job, I really want to feel that I'm good enough for today and then learn, because that is difference when you are learning from the place that is like insufficient, feeling like from the place that you are feeling that you're not good enough, or then you put yourself in the place when you are learning more from the place of curiosity, because that is the first thing that I mentioned is bringing like so much anxiety and stress. But learning from curiosity is actually totally new dimension of the SEO job, something that I'm experiencing now, like learning new things, like you know when Ahrefs tags or like all these canonical things with the like websites that have like so many different languages. So that is something that it's very challenging, but like learning from the place, okay, I don't know everything, but let's discover, let's learn like what people are saying about this. And from the place, oh, I don't know how to do this, like client will ask me, I will not know. Oh, my team members, my manager will see that I don't know, they will fire me, they will question my knowledge, they will question my reputation. So you will see like actually these two different dimensions, like learning and or just like working your SEO job. So once I have learned how to actually fix my imposter syndrome. And today, for example, in the I will have some new imposter syndrome levels, but I'm so able to kind of like realize just like in a few seconds, I'm questioning myself. Oh yeah, that's another dimension, imposter syndrome. Yeah, I'm good with that. So once you learn like all these things, and it's just like it's very easy, few set of questions, and then you're making the practice with yourself. You're learning about yourself. You're more familiar with yourself, and then like all new SEO challenges that are coming to you, actually you are more present to see like what's the real challenge, but it's not how to approach that. You have that clarity and you're not thinking and you're not overwhelmed by all these thoughts like what client will think, how I will do that, I'm not good enough, I'm not for this position, because like all these thoughts like are there. Now you're able to just like clear, you're clear to see like, okay, what needs to be here done here. Okay, how I can delegate, how I can learn, how I can ask, how I can do that, how I can do that like in a smart and creative way. And then like those are my challenges, how to do something in a creative way, how to do it smart, how to actually spend like less hours and make a bigger impact for a client, because I don't have like all these thoughts anymore. And that is something that I really want to teach you how to do that, because that's possible to you, just like you didn't know how, because all the like SEO community, like they are saying, yeah, I have like imposter syndrome and I have like 15 years experience and like imposter syndrome just like helps me to grow even more. But it's not, because you don't need to grow like from the place that you are so scared for yourself, for your just like being, and that you are feeling not good enough. You can grow much faster once you are okay with yourself. Hey, I'm very okay with myself today. Like, let's take a new opportunity. Because in that moment, you're ready to take like even bigger opportunities for your project, to talk with your manager on the next level. Because like you're not feeling just like, yeah, I'm not good enough. Like my manager will say like, yeah, you can do that or something like that. Because when you are feeling good about yourself, once you're fixing, and like once you fixed imposter syndrome thoughts, now the game is actually how to take new opportunities, how to grow your SEO career, how to achieve your SEO goals. And then like it's totally new dimension. But as I said, like a lot of people, they are not familiar with the coaching. Like there is also negative tendency about coaching, like it's kind of like cult or something like that. And it's not. And all the people who have been experiencing coaching, especially mindset coaching, like they know the value. But usually a lot of people, they didn't have experience because like usually like we are so focused on the learning new things and like gaining the marketing knowledge that is very crucial for ourselves, like as we are working in the marketing industry. So I'm talking too much today. So just to be clear, I became SEO confidence. I became good with myself. I get that feeling that I'm good today. I'm feeling like worthy. And that's the feeling that you're looking for. To worthy, to be visible. And I came here just because of these mindset coaching that now I'm sharing with others. And that is actually my purpose. I really want to help other people to feel and achieve what I did. And then we can progress in our SEO goals even more. And then we can achieve our dreams much faster, much easier with the resilient nervous system, because like now we are ready. So that's my story. Today I'm SEO manager and coach for SEO professionals. If you really want to see how to fix imposter syndrome, how to become confident in the same way as I did, let me know so we can hop on the pre-consultation call so I can tell you more about my coaching and like the modules and like everything, how it goes. Basically, we will meet like every week for one class, around like 45 minutes up to 1 hour. We are addressing the SEO challenges that you are currently facing. And also we are working on the core beliefs, false beliefs, core values, goals, fixing imposter syndrome, and like much more things. So you can become a real SEO professional who is very confident and who is up to next level. So yeah, ping me on LinkedIn then, or here in the box, you will also have my email, and let's hop on the call. So that is everything for today. I'm really passionate about what I do, and I really want to share all the knowledge and insights that I have so you can become the same. So that's it for today, and see you in the next episode.